Chapter 3, Developing a Marketing Strategy with Social Bookmarking. Consolidating your efforts for an effective online marketing campaign will take some time, and you'll need to gather the right set of resources and tools to make the best of scripts and widgets available. Overdoing this on a website or blog is an easy way to turn off visitors, and you'll need to use only a few social bookmarking tools to start networking effectively. Developing an online marketing strategy. In addition to social bookmarking efforts, there are other ways to develop an online marketing strategy. You need to develop as much visibility as possible on search engines, and the more exposure you receive from customers sharing links of your website amongst each other, the higher the chances of getting high search engine rankings as well. The most common ways to reach your target market include creating focus ads on websites, creating sticky ads that require visitors to click on the link, developing a strong search engine presence, joining paid inclusion sites, developing email campaigns, and joining social networks. Focus advertising involves using search engines and website links to create direct response. These types of ads allow you to search and find new markets, increase market share, and reach a targeted audience because the ads only appear on particular websites and niche markets. Pop-up ads and banners aren't always the right formula for attracting attention. This is why sticky ads are another option for many marketers, allowing customers to express interest by clicking on a link instead. Sticky ads can be designed to be informative so that they reach the right audience with impact. They may include graphics, animation, and key phrases that exemplify the company logo. However these are cleverly designed, the chances of having consumers share a unique ad or creative content on a social bookmarking site are also relatively high. Developing a strong search engine presence is another element of effective online marketing strategy and will allow you to reach a higher level of visibility with your target audience. Determining which keywords are relevant to your business is the first step. You may also use keyword selector tools such as Overture and other options to establish a set of attractive keywords. This makes the process much easier, and you'll be able to keep track of the highest paid keywords and content. Search engines essentially give you the largest audience as well as the maximum amount of exposure. It's important to be mindful of search engine submission services that may result in your website being delisted. Maintaining an effective search engine presence will require time and patience as you work on updating the site, maintaining consistency with quality content, and gaining exposure through social bookmarking networks. Search engines rank websites based on the amount of time they've been established on the web, as well as the quality of the website. Google places a high level of importance on the number of websites linking to yours, and achieving a high Google rank will help you increase credibility for your site as well. Making sure your site is submitted to the major databases such as AOL, Yahoo, DMOZ, MSN, and Hotbot is essential for your long-term presence. Paid inclusion sites offer another way to join the high ranks of search engines, and these will get you to the top of directories for maximum market saturation. Yahoo.com offers paid inclusion services for just under $300 per year, while other sites range from $50 to $75 per link ad. While sites such as InkToMe.com offer multiple groupings and exposure across many search engines, it is important to understand that the URLs that you're paying for may be difficult for some search engines to follow. As a result, many businesses choose to use pay-per-click ad programs instead. These will reach a larger audience and can lead to increased page views after a very short period of time. Google actually offers the least expensive pay-per-click option. This search engine allows you to place individual ads above other products and services in just the same way as Yahoo, except these ads can reach a much larger audience. Email campaigns have grown in scope and size over the years and are still a valuable way to reach your target customer. Email tools can help you create an effective newsletter or articles to share, and these articles will work very well on a variety of social bookmarking networks as well. You can simply copy and paste link ads into each newsletter, and these can track response rates as well. Partnering with other companies or businesses to cross-promote email campaigns can also help you to reach a larger audience. Always remember that anything that seems valuable to just one person has the chance to become listed on their social bookmarking network, making it simple to add your content to a social bookmarking network is essential. Finally, joining a variety of social networking communities will help you gain a high level of brand exposure and help to develop a sense of place for your company. Simply exploring a variety of networks can help you discern which communities have a high level of consumers that fit your target market, and which ones can offer the highest return of investment. As you begin to build a presence on an effective social networking site, it's important to follow all community guidelines and ensure that you are maintaining a positive image throughout. Where social bookmarking fits in online marketing. After choosing the most effective online marketing strategies, you'll be able to better connect social bookmarking into the whole equation. Social bookmarking is essentially an avenue of opportunity for your target market to market for you. By finding useful information on your site, your links, or any other content you post across a variety of channels, the chances of word-of-mouth phenomena are increased tenfold. Developing relevant content is the first step in effective social bookmarking. Without it, your potential customers and target market will have nothing to link to. As your site builds in traffic, making sure that social bookmarking buttons are implemented will help people get involved at the touch of a button. You will no longer have to take part in extra direct marketing efforts when your social networks are thriving and providing plenty of link backs. How to direct visitors to your site on social bookmarking networks. The simplest way to direct visitors to your site is to simply provide relevant links. You'll want to ensure that a link to your main website is always included on any profile pages and signatures, and even sending out an email blast that highlights which social bookmarking networks you are on can help you create some momentum. Ensuring that all visitors can see which social bookmarking sites you're linkable to is the next step. How to implement bookmarking scripts on your site. Bookmarking scripts are the code used to place widgets on your site and are the first step in developing your network. When a website visitor registers with any of the web's social bookmarking sites, they create an account where they can simply click on a button to save the link. The bookmarking site then keeps track of the number of votes per link and can give you a strong idea of what's popular at any given time. In order to make this process more efficient, you'll simply need to place some code on your site that puts the button right under any article or piece of content. This makes the steps a one-touch system and encourages your site visitors to start interacting with your website in fresh new ways. You'll want to start by implementing the set of code for each social bookmarking site and widget. You'll want to select only 4 to 6 different plugins to avoid overloading the site with too many distracting logos. The most common social bookmarking sites to choose from include Delicious, Raw Sugar, Furl, Newsvine, Netscape, Reddit, StumbleUpon, Technorati, Squidoo, Windows Live, Yahoo MyWeb, Ask, Google, Magnolia, Ning, Dig, Spurl, and Tagtuga. Obviously, that list is too long to remember, so see the text version of this book for a complete listing. Anyway, each one has a different set of code and logo for those sites adjacent to a new post on a website. You'll want to download and insert the entire code with images directly to the area you're interested in posting to. Each site offers specific directions on how to do this. Chapter 4: How to Submit Content to Social Bookmarking Sites. When you get involved with social bookmarking, you're essentially submitting a link to the content that's displayed on your website. In order to reap the most benefits from your hard work, it can be helpful to create and devise specific pieces of content that can easily reach the top ranks of social bookmarking sites. Today's leading sites, such as Dig.com, are very efficient and user-friendly. It's become important to push content that's relevant and useful to readers, and the right headline and description can make way for a variety of opportunities for exposure. How to import links and RSS feeds to your website. After adding the appropriate social bookmarking widgets to your website, you'll also need to make sure you're importing links and RSS feeds. Opening up at least 3 to 4 RSS feed modules will ensure that your visitors can have easy access to another way to review your content. Setting up a link roll or blog roll will also help you improve web traffic. Almost all bloggers are involved with social networking to some extent, and when you add them to a list or insert their link as static content on your website, you're offering them a service. Make sure you send an email informing them that you've created a space for them on your page, and you'll instantly start to build rapport. Savvy bloggers are more likely to do the same and may engage in your budding social community as a result. As you can see, there are many different approaches to social networking and effective uses of social bookmarking tools. You'll need to handle each area accordingly, but ultimately want to encourage as many people as possible to make use of all the content on your site. Do's and don'ts of submitting content. Even though submitting your own content firsthand is a practical way of getting some immediate results, it will not work in the long term. Ideally, you'll set up a system where fans and visitors are voluntarily submitting content that they find on your site. If a story is on your site, you'll want to have a friend submit it on your behalf. Remember that anonymity is difficult to keep or maintain on most social bookmarking sites, and it's better to be a participant as a social bookmarker with relevant links than actively promoting your own. The idea is to create a positive presence within the community of your target market. The chances of interactivity are much higher, and you won't be breaking any community guidelines as a result. Buying votes has become a popular way for many successes of content on social bookmarking sites, but will not necessarily help you grow authentically. A large part of successful networking is the organic growth involved. This means you need to put time and effort into community building, and the success of your site will largely depend on the quality content you create and the frequency of visitors. It's essential to avoid spamming in any way or form at all costs. Spamming will break community guidelines and possibly have your website delisted from the network for life. You'll want to participate positively and build a reputation so that you do not become vulnerable to spamming as often as possible. Be generous about linking. You can do this by including links in articles, linking out to sources, and even including links within a blog. As you develop fresh content, make sure to send a quick email to the article owners that you link to. This can create an instant new fan or prospective customer and will help with building business relations overall. After a significant amount of time and effort, you can become a top user on a variety of sites. Gaining this status in different communities will provide additional exposure and thus increase the likelihood of others linking to you. If you can submit quality content on a regular basis, it will help you build a reputation that's hard to break. Stimulating traffic by using social bookmarking leverage is a very effective way to grow your online business. The key benefits of using social media in this way are to become linked on as many social bookmarking sites as possible, create a pool of new subscribers, obtain backlinks from authority sites. These will naturally drive traffic with little direct marketing effort. Comparable return on investment from email marketing and direct SEO. Keep in mind that there are 5 main sites to focus on when you first start out: Dig, StumbleUpon, Netscape, Reddit, and Delicious. Furl and Yahoo MyWeb are 2 others that offer some benefits, but you'll need to take some time to review their potential. Apart from the active work of submitting each piece of content, it's important to pay attention to the type of content that you're developing on the website. Quality is even more important today, as search engines are only indexing relevant and appropriate content that's balanced in keywords. The days of excessive keywords and even SEO-based content are declining, and search engines are becoming much smarter at recognizing and identifying information that is relevant to a site, subject, or topic. As a result, it's important to create content that is both informative and search engine friendly. By providing useful content on a regular basis, you're building site popularity, encouraging new visitors, and giving search engines a chance to index your site on the top ranks. Do's and don'ts of creating content for submission. There are some specific rules that apply when creating content for websites, and you will either need the expertise of a proficient web writer or pick up the skills to make your content both readable and search engine friendly. Keep in mind that effective and compelling content is what will get circulated on social bookmarking sites, and it has the potential to stay on the web for far longer than disposable or time-sensitive material. SEO-friendly content. Developing SEO-friendly content needs to be part of your plan when you develop an article or piece of media on your website. SEO-friendly content allows search engines to index and find your information much more quickly than a standard spider search, and you will reach the top ranks of search engines much faster. Still, this does not necessarily mean that it will be well received on social bookmarking sites. Keep in mind that social bookmarking sites are looking for creative, unique, and appropriate content, and much of today's SEO-focused content has become mechanical and almost robotic in format. How do you find the right balance? The trick in creating appropriate content is to think of it with the evergreen concept in mind. Evergreen content does not get outdated easily, and thousands of people will be able to turn to it over time. Evergreen will require some skill and creativity to develop, but it's the best way to ensure that the article will be shared time and time again. Tips for writing SEO-friendly content? Here are some tips for writing search engine-optimized friendly content. First, don't use hidden text. This is a tactic used by many black hat SEO artists, and search engines are simply getting smarter at spotting these. You'll want to keep things clean. Second, use keywords in all alt tags in images. These are effective ways to get search engine spiders to pay attention. Third, create keyword-dense paragraphs in your first few paragraphs and headers. The first couple of paragraphs offer the most potential for a search engine crawl, but you do need to make sure that these sentences make sense and flow with the rest of your article. Fourth, keep the website up to date. Making sure you're posting new content regularly and frequently will help you develop a strong search engine presence and also allow any RSS subscribers to take note. Remember that the more visible you are to potential subscribers, the higher the chances of being bookmarked. Fifth, use major keywords inside the H1, H2, H3, title, anchor, and meta tags. This will be an element of your web publishing platform, and it's very important that you pay attention to headings and subheadings as a result. Sixth, break up the content into multiple pages. Remember that most people lose interest after about 400 to 500 words. You can separate out content to make it easier to read simply by adding bullets and spaces as needed. How to write relevant articles for website readers. Writing articles for the web is very different than standard copywriting, and you will need to ensure that the information is provided in an easy-to-read format, and that you've included enough links and relevant information to track back to your main site. Even when an article is only published on one page of your website, you will need to include link backs, links that go out to resources, and even interlinking for the maximum effect. The first step in writing relevant articles for the web is to develop a central topic. Remember that you can easily turn off visitors and lower the chances of having this specific piece bookmarked if you provide something poorly written or something that is not legible. Paragraphs are organized differently on websites, as well as headings and titles. Keep in mind that web readers are looking for quick reading, simple concepts, illustration, easy-to-understand words, simple examples, and keywords. When you're developing a story for print, it's likely that you'll use multiple resources and quotes from interviews. Web writing can also do this, but ultimately, you're writing to inform and illustrate with just a couple of examples. Blogging culture has made it even easier to simply link out to another article to show an example. It's no longer necessary to quote or paraphrase in a complicated format, and your content will benefit immensely from simple linking out like this. Structuring content for the web reader involves keeping it short and simple, using a conversational tone, making sure you're providing references and additional resources whenever possible, creating scannable content. The print must be easy to read from top to bottom, not necessarily from left to right. Providing specific information and avoiding generalizations and complicated information. Then, here are some tips for writing effective content for the web. First, make sure it is keyword-rich but still uses the right tone and sentence structure. Second, start with the conclusion. This can help summarize the article and encourage readers to learn more. Third, use bulleted lists. Bullets help to make web copy much more readable. Fourth, use typeface variations. This can help emphasize a main point. Fifth, be direct. This helps to maintain the flow of your web content. Sixth, provide timely and relevant material. Outdated material does not fare well on the web and will be less likely to be submitted to social bookmarking sites as a result. And seventh, only include appropriate affiliate links, if any. Knowing the difference between selling and presenting information. Many businesses make the mistake of hiring a copywriter to develop creative content that isn't intended to sell anything. When you're writing web copy, it's important to highlight the goal of each piece. Indirect selling is still possible with articles that are simply involved with presenting a new idea, but there are some key things to keep in mind. First, do not place links within the article unless they are relevant. Web readers are becoming more wary about what is considered spam content, and if they feel that you're trying to push or promote something, you'll have a higher chance of being blacklisted. Your articles and web content needs to cater to your target market. Anything beyond this may lead to negative comments and reduced readership. Secondly, present the information in an easy-to-read format. Web readers can get bored very easily and will simply move somewhere else if they're not getting solid information. Use bullets, headings, and titles to streamline your content so that they can quickly pick up the basic message and move on to your next article. Finally, when you are selling something, sell directly. You can do this in a friendly and conversational manner by simply introducing the product. It's no longer necessary to create ad copy that imitates those found in publications. Selling with affiliate links and other links has become more acceptable on the web, and it's a simple way to help and engage your readers rather than push a product on them. As long as the affiliate links and items are contextually balanced with your article, the process can be very beneficial in the long term. How to improve page rank with the top social bookmarking networks. Improving your page rank overall will take time and patience, but with diligent effort, the process will become very simple and natural. Here are a few more ways to improve page rank and boost the chances of ranking within the top social bookmarking networks. Add link exchanges. These offer both visitors and search engines to determine your online integrity. The more valuable links you have available, the more credible your website will become. Only submit your website to search engines and directories one time. It's important that you list yourself on the top search sites only once, or you'll risk being banned for life. Sending in repeated submissions to these directories is considered spamming, and you will lose the chance of increased exposure and marketing from this very valuable resource. Use conventional file naming with underscores and hyphens. Remember that search engines cannot index spaces in your title tags, so it's best to include tags and meta tags appropriately. Submit press releases with backlinks. Many of the top press release directories on the web are free, and you can create a brief 400 to 450 word article to obtain the right amount of exposure. Being responsible with both content submissions and the networks you join in social networking communities is essential to business growth. Your online reputation is just as important as any offline business, and the more involved you are with providing material on the web, the higher the chances of brand exposure. Making sure you follow all community guidelines and submitting effectively will help set a strong foundation for your growth across many different networks. How affiliate links can improve your social bookmarking efforts. Affiliate links offer another revenue stream for your company or website and can even help improve your social bookmarking efforts. You'll want to make sure these are all relevant to your target market, of course, but when they're used appropriately, you can easily start to generate a new form of income and provide more benefit to readers. Readers who are searching for specific information and products are looking for direct links to sites. Providing these links with a simple affiliate link that's carefully positioned can be a very positive addition to your website or web pages. Keep in mind that every single time a web page is shared with another network, the affiliate links go with it. This increases your chance of having that affiliate link clicked and is an advanced step for social bookmarkers who are interested in generating revenue. An effective way to get started is to join affiliate blog networks such as pinggoat.com. These are directories that announce any new posts, and each time you provide something new, your submission will be listed on the site. Always remember that the more people that are linking up to a particular piece of content, the higher the chances of it being read through and browsed. If you're pushing a product or idea, you'll start to earn commissions on click-throughs and sales after just a few initial steps. Many affiliate link programs also offer the option of joining a blog carnival or link exchange program. This means that when you're added to the roster of participants, other users can easily link up to you and find out more about you. This may then lead to more social bookmarkers that join your network, increasing your exposure with very little effort.